FM. Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
De novos.
Hey guys, welcome to Monday. How are we?
Good.
Doing great. Good morning, good morning.
Thank you. I just made it in by the skin of my teeth. Let me tell you, there were no taxis or Ubers about this morning. It was very frustrating.
Do you know what I love about you walking through the door? That you're here,
yeah,
but also I noticed, you know, for someone who's pushing it so fine, you come in with a coffee from 7-Eleven.
Because I thought, you know,
how
what?
Did you have time
to get one?
Oh, that's pushing it, hey. That's next level.
Did I do it? Yes, I did.
You did do it. You did.
No Ubers or cabs. Grab a coffee.
Well, do you know what? I thought, look, if I'm going to be 10 minutes late, it's a write-off as it is, so I might as well make it a little bit more pleasurable for myself.
That's true.
True.
Yeah.
Of course, last night, I actually also... get stuffed. I had to come in here last night and do updates.
Oh, did you?
On the storm, yeah. 100%.
Oh, and gold star for Maddie.
Thank you. So, you know, working hard.
Put one on Maddie's client.
Now, I know you, Crevo, had a bit of damage last night due to the storm.
Being in Mayfield, there was very heavy rain at one point, like extremely heavy. I hadn't seen it like that really before.
Yeah.
And water came in from the yard behind us, the house behind us, and went in through part of, like, on the floor of the shed. So there's about, I'd say, 2 centimetres of water flowing through it, so I've got to rip out carpet and stuff out of there. It's going to be a bit of a nightmare the next few days.
How was it at Broadmeadow, Jade?
Fine.
Yeah.
Well, where I am is...
it's pretty high.
No issue.
High up.
I mean, Maitland Road down in Mayfield was like a river.
Yeah, it was
crazy.
Realistically, pretty lucky we are a bit higher up. We just couldn't get the water out quick enough. That was the problem.
Was it because you're sort of downhill a little bit? Was there a little rapid going down the hill?
Our street, like, because there's a park at the bottom, was absolutely looked like a lake at one point.
You and Ben and I, because it's so funny, because we were at JB Hi-Fi at Katara there at the home centre, and just behind it there, they have one of those big
drains.
And Ben and I were like spewing them. We don't have the bodyboards here because we were gonna jump on them and like go down the rapids. Never, we're adults.
Never swim in flood water.
Well, that's smart.
Jade. You shouldn't. But hey, you look. It's fun. I don't care. Kids don't do it unless there's parental supervision. You got to be careful.
A few people on Facebook last night. Oh my God, Pasha Bolka weather.
Yeah, I know.
Like a few weather chasers here at the radio station.
Yourself included. Let's get around to the broadcast.
Yeah, you were here last night, the emergency broadcast.
You know what? That's the sole purpose of a radio station when these things happen,
it is.
Guys.
It is. Good job, Maddie.
Not talking crap about lab-grown meat, which we're about to do next.
I'm going to be talking about it. This is all Crevo's brainchild, you know, when it comes to food in your area. But it's actually quite fascinating because they're going to be doing lab-grown meat.
Very good. I can't wait
to
hear about that.
Which I've got issues with. I'll tell you about in a sec.
Right now, Ed Sheeran, Khalid, Beautiful People, kicking off your Monday, 6:08. Good morning. Live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. It's 6:11 with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Right now, we're finding out about lab-grown meat.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
This is huge, guys, because KFC over in Russia, they've partnered with 3D bioprinting solutions. So basically, they're looking at the world's first laboratory-produced chicken nuggets. And they're hoping, if it goes all well, that they want to basically feed all the people of Russia and the world with lab-grown meat.
Who knew that they had the kernel over in Russia?
Yeah, big thing over there.
Fascinating.
Apparently. But yeah, Jade, like you were saying, the lab-grown meat's getting bigger, isn't it?
Huge. So, you know what? I do sort of have issues slightly with this. So basically, they're using chicken cells, right, and plant material to reproduce the taste and texture of meat. But I just don't think you can do it without involving animals. They're saying that it is going to be very tricky because, like, general meat, like steak and whatnot, it's, you know, specific cuts and the texture is actually quite different to, obviously, a lab-grown meat. It's softer, sort of like chicken.
Yeah.
So I think, they're going to find it very hard to replicate a steak, they're saying. But I think it's good that, you know, less animals will be getting slaughtered because of human greed when it comes to eating. We waste so much food.
You're a vegan after all.
Yeah, who knew deep down?
Oh, you know me, I love animals above anything else. But the thing is, I still believe you need meat in your diet, and I like to eat meat. But if we can do it where less animals are getting killed because, you know, of people, human consumption, happy days.
Now, it's all good and well for you to sit here in your nice little studio in Newcastle and say, yeah, really good. But the truth of the matter is, when it comes to eating this chicken.
I don't think
could you do it?
I don't think I could.
Okay, let's talk about it. So, you get a beautiful, nice piece of chicken thigh, KFC chicken thigh, you know, like a 20-piece feed.
Yeah, crumbed in the zinger, magical
the
herbs.
The smell wafting through the house. It looks the same and apparently tastes the same. Are you saying that you just can't do it?
Like,
you couldn't do it at all.
Making, you know what my issue
is?
Here's
a picture of them making some steak in a lab. They've got those scissors like they use to cut stitches out, and they've got a little petri dish and some clear juice hanging around it.
Ooh,
and they're chopping it all up.
It's a bit festy, but you know what? I think as long as it's proven, I'm talking like maybe 2 years.
What a visual.
3 years of people eating it, and there's tests that it doesn't.
So you're worried about it making you sick, basically.
But 100% I am. I think things have got to be trialed and tested over a long period of time.
100% don't care.
I would eat
it. To me, if it tastes the same, feels the same in your mouth, like if it tastes like steak, it looks like steak, smells like steak, it's steak.
Yeah, but what if there's like some sort of, you know, hidden disease or something in it?
Let's rewind a few minutes ago. I think it's a great idea that less animals die.
I'm all for the animals, but the thing is, I'm going to put my
just
life
not
first,
for me.
Aren't I? Like, I just want to make sure that it's definitely tested and nothing's going to go wrong with it. You know, later down, it's not something related to cancer is going to come out from it, you know?
Like mad cow disease, you say, which comes from an actual cow.
Yeah.
Does it really?
Yeah,
real.
Can I
catch that from eating?
Not really here. In the UK, you might. But, I mean, the thing is that if it's in the lab, it might actually be safer.
Jeez. No. Oh, God. Thanks for telling me that. I'm never having a steak pie or something in London ever again.
Well, don't call Crevo a flip-flop hypocrite again, because you just flip-flopped like no tomorrow.
Yeah,
on that
I did.
One.
Oh, look, it's a dicey issue.
Very good. What's in Jade's box? We are playing that next. 13:10:09. Great prize this morning, guys. A $100 go-karts go voucher up for grabs.
Beauty. Oh, you?
I really want to go and do this.
I know. When do we get some of these freebies?
Well,
try them out.
Oh, I don't know. It's, yeah, who knows?
Give it a shake, please.
All right, here we go.
First clue.
All right, first clue is you push. You got to really push on this and twist it.
Okay, if you want that go-karts go voucher, the lines are open. The Monday edition of What's in Jade's Box up next.
The Novos.
The number you need this morning is 13:10:09. We have a $100 go-karts go voucher now open at Broadmeadow, Nelson Bay and Cameron Park. Gokartgo.com.au for info.
All right, here we go. I'm going to give my box a quick shake. And the first clue was...
push and twist.
Push and twist it. All right. Hey, Cody. G'day, Cody
always does that.
He's a serial hanger-upper.
Stop it, Cody.
Jeanette.
We want to give you prizes.
It's Jeanette. How you doing?
Hi.
Hello.
How was your weekend?
It was good.
Yeah? Did you cop some of this rain?
No. Oh, I've got it. It didn't affect me.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Just stay inside, blanket, rug up, that sort of gear.
Yeah.
All right.
Whereabouts are you, Jeanette?
Lambton.
Oh, there was some localised flooding at Lambton last night.
Yeah, I live on the hill, but...
Oh, you're lucky.
Aren't nothing you to worry about.
Just a boss woman. Were you just like... yeah.
Yeah.
I got this.
Yeah.
The only trouble, like, good thing with flooding, it won't be an issue for you on a hill, but the thing is, you've got to deal with a really steep driveway sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, that's it, but I don't.
Oh, well, you're lucky you're
don't
winning.
Even have that problem, all right?
Good for the buttocks, Jade, when you walk up the hill.
Not up the hill, in the car, revert, you know, with the handbrake.
Yeah. Money doesn't know about that.
Yeah. Good one.
All right, let's give Jeanette another clue, please.
All right, another clue. This fits easily into the hand.
Oh, I don't know now.
Push and twist. It's a nice handle on it.
A lot of, more men use it than women.
Oh, that's a bit sexist.
Oh, please. It's true. There's more male tradies than female.
Yeah, nah, sorry.
Nah, you don't want to have a stab.
Have a guess.
3, 2, 1. Sorry, Jeanette.
No. Okay. Right.
Enjoy your day.
Really nice chatting. I miss you already.
And the woman on the hill.
I really liked Jeanette. It was a screwdriver.
A very tiny screwdriver.
Yeah, from your house?
Yeah,
that one?
Okay. They come in all different sizes, though, don't they, and shapes.
So it was a mini one.
They really do. News time with Hamish next here at New FM. It's 6:25 at the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
New FM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
So a guy has been trapped under a 2-ton bell after it fell on top of him while he was working on it in a museum.
Far out.
This is an unbelievable story. It's this giant bell, obviously. He's trying to, like, do some maintenance and repairs. Poor old guy in his 70s, trapped under the bell. It took them hours to try and get him out from underneath this giant bell.
He's lucky to be alive. That's 2,000 kilograms.
Yeah.
The poor thing, 70 years old, I'm guessing he's a volunteer as well.
He was working at the museum, But still, I mean, to be trapped under there, you don't know when you're getting out. It's dark. True.
No.
I mean, I'm not saying that all 70-year-olds are volunteers, but, you know.
So he was physically, like, inside like, under the bell.
Yeah,
oh,
jeez. Exactly. That's a lucky day.
And you know what sucks about that? No, the echo. Like, imagine being in there hitting the bell from the inside. Well, it'd be so loud.
What would you prefer, Jade? Being crushed by the bell or being inside the bell?
Oh, inside the bell. But who knows? Like, imagine if it was on a weekend and it took, you know, 2-3 days before anyone found you.
Yeah. Bang, bang, bang. Trying to bang your head on the side of it.
Good if you want to get out of work, though.
Well, I guess.
Hopefully the oxygen was in there. Is he okay?
He's okay. He's ended up in hospital, the poor guy. Novel excuse from the boss. Oh, sorry, I couldn't finish the job. I was stuck under a bell. What I thought we could do, though, 13-10-09, where did you get trapped or stuck and for how long?
Very good. I like this. Anywhere, anything.
Exactly. Locked in a cool room or who knows what you got locked inside or underneath or stuck under. That's the sort of gear we're after.
Under closets, under beds. We'll take it all.
Elevators.
Yeah. Oh, my biggest fear. Okay, taking your calls. 13-10-09. Benny, super lonely right now, live across Newcastle with the Novos. Good morning. Benny, super lonely, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. It's 6:37, 13:10:09 this morning. Where did you get trapped and for how long?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Bottles of wine on offer if you've got a great story about being trapped. This is after this guy was trapped under a bell for hours while they waited for rescue crews to come and get the poor old guy. He's 70 years old. Probably his last year of work.
This is a once in a lifetime occurrence, I would imagine.
100%.
I've never heard a trapped under a bell story before.
So trap stories is what we're after. Have you guys ever been trapped anywhere and for how long?
I actually did get trapped in a lift when I was like a child.
Did you?
Yeah, only for about 10 minutes. Yeah. But it scarred me for life. It's one of my top three fears.
Being trapped in a lift?
No, yeah. I got stuck in a lift too.
About half an hour
on the Goldie when I first moved there. Luckily, I'd just gone down for some lunch and grabbed a newspaper as well.
At least you weren't hungry.
Exactly. They said, do you mind waiting? I went, not at all.
Now, Hamish, on the Gold Coast, the buildings are famously very tall.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, like, were you quite high up?
Yeah, I was about 20 stories up,
yeah.
What was going through both of your minds out of curiosity? Hamish, you first.
Oh, it was
You're fine.
Fascinating. I had no problem with it whatsoever. Well, novel experience, actually.
I start hyperventilating when I'm stuck in small spaces because I'm also claustrophobic.
Are you really?
Mm, I hate it. I can't stand it.
Wow.
It's my second biggest fear.
Really?
Heights is number one, right?
Heights, being stuck in small spaces and dying in a lift.
Wow, that's a fascinating list of fears.
Yeah.
Well, do you know, I don't know if you do this, Hamish, but every time I go in a lift now, I always look for the escape route if I need it. So if it, like, the cable, like, just fails,
when
down it goes, I look at, like, what I can grab onto so I can, like...
If the cable fails, it's not going to help you, though.
That's true. Just give it.
Well, no, you know what? I've actually thought about that before, too. I think you just have to guess when you're about to hit the ground and jump at the same time as the lift.
Think about it.
Into physics on this one, but I don't know if that'd
be good.
You know what it would have made?
It would, wouldn't it? A little bit. What if I managed it, like, because it would crumble underneath me. So if I managed to jump high enough, might be okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's how I thought about
the
it.
The main thing, with lifts, actually, you're very, very safe.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
terms of the cable, it's almost not going to happen. I don't think there's almost any history of cable snapping anywhere ever.
Do you know what would have made my experience worse? Is if anybody else had been in the lift with me. Because being by myself, that was fine. Anybody else? I'll be honest with you.
If I got stuck with you, Maddie, I'd want to knock you out. I think it would be easier. Because there'd be nothing worse than being stuck in there with somebody going, crying every 5 seconds.
You know what's nice?
Nightmare.
You know what's nice, Jade? Seeing your sensitive side.
Yeah.
I was supportive.
Oh, I'd be like, Maddie, it's okay, it's okay. And then, like, the longer in you're there, you know the worse it's going to get. So you'd have to figure out how you're going to knock him out.
Funny you say that. I think about that just doing the show with you every day.
Here with you.
I mean, 3 hours in a box with you ain't a box of
chocolates,
Jade. Let me tell you that much.
I beg to differ. You're one of the lucky ones in this world.
No tags on you. Love It or Loathe It coming up next, and we are talking babysitting pets. I'm very unhappy.
Aww.
I need to unload next. It's New FM, 641.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. I don't care. New FM. Love it. Love it.
This is where we delve into the minds of Jade and Crevo with Love It or Loathe It, getting your thoughts on the daily topic. Today's topic is pet sitting.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm going to say loathe it.
I'm going to say love it. I love pet sitting. I haven't done it for a little while now, seeing that I've got 3 of my own chihuahuas, but when I was younger, I did.
It's a lot of responsibility because it's somebody's like, you know, part of their family. And if you feed them the wrong thing or they fall over on your watch, you're responsible.
Mm. I house sat my driving instructor's dogs.
How did you get that? How did that happen?
Was it back then or now?
No.
Because if now, that's weird.
No. Back then. I got along with her really well and she trusted me. She was just like, can you house sit for my dogs?
Oh.
Like for me with my dogs? So, yeah, sure.
How long for?
I think it was a full weekend, but they were like Maltese dogs, and they were showed them. So
they were very posh dogs.
Very posh dogs. The dinner routine was, I have to say, a nightmare.
Wagyu only.
Because I had to hand feed one. Because
load of crap.
No, not kidding. Because Maltese, when they have like their real long fur that goes all the way to the ground, they can't stain the white around their mouth.
I hope you got paid. Hand feeding dogs.
I think I might have gotten something. I can't even remember what it was. It was that long ago, but it was fun.
Yeah, I am so over it, guys. So my housemates have gone to the snow for 10 days.
That's nice.
Very nice. And of course, they have a little kitten, Max, who we've had there at the house for I think about 3 months now.
Oh, he's so cute.
Cute. I'm over him now. I'm so annoyed. He has made my weekend a living nightmare. He's ruined my bed with his claws, the side of the bed. He's trashed my room in the middle of the night.
Oh, my God.
He keeps going onto the induction cooktop and turning it on, so I'll be relaxed, half asleep, and I'll hear the beep. He's on the cooktop again.
Does that mean he could technically cook himself?
Yeah. I had to take the litter down yesterday, and there was leakage, and I was very unhappy.
Oh, jeez.
I'm never doing this again.
How many days in is it now?
3.
You've got a week to go.
Oh, no.
I just can't. I just can't. I'll do it, but never again.
You could always call there and there's so many...
what am I going to do, though?
Kennels around.
No, I won't do that. But I'm like, it's just such a big job.
You know what? They won't know if you secretly put it in a kennel for a couple of days for a break.
I'm actually very annoyed. I'm not paying for it. It's $600. I'm actually so annoyed that it's ruined my bed. It's one of those, like, black leathery type
and
beds.
And they use it as a cat post?
I woke up this morning, I turned my light on, and I reckon a good solid meter's worth of claw marks, it just looks trashy now. I have to throw it out. And do I tell my housemates?
Yeah, 100%.
I think I should.
No, yeah, but then could just say keep your door closed.
It's really pissed me off. I'm very angry. It's cost me money. Looking after the cat.
But if you don't want the cat in your room knowing that a cat scratches things, you keep your door shut.
But you lock it out and it just whinges and whines until you open the door, thus I can't sleep.
Mm, I don't think you can get upset over that one.
Young animals. It's full
of... I know. I'm just very upset and emotional. Anyway, Max, thanks.
You'll survive, Maddie. You'll survive.
Be right. Yeah, hey, news time coming up next with Hamish at 6:55. Good morning, Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello.
New FM.
The official
The Novos.
More debate over the weekend, guys, when it comes to wearing masks. Obviously, in Victoria, it's now mandatory to wear a mask if you are out and about. And did you see that woman there? They've dubbed Bunnings Karen.
Yeah.
Who refused to wear a mask. And I think it's just shocking.
Terrible. It's,
she needs to wear a mask.
I think if you go into a place filming, you're going in with an agenda.
Oh, 100%.
I do agree with that.
And it's the law. They've made it mandatory there. It's like when people sit there going, oh, my freedom. It's like, we're in a pandemic.
Yeah, 100%. And there's been a lot of debate. I did read an article just this morning. Woolworths in Western Sydney, in Fairfield and Liverpool, are actually asking customers to now wear masks in all of their stores. Mm. Obviously, they're the kind of hot spots in Sydney at the moment. But it got me thinking, because I have seen a lot of whinging on social media about social distancing whilst shopping, and it's not happening. I was at Charlestown just a few days ago. Mm. It's packed out there. And, of course, they are doing their best. The hand sanitizer's in place, blah, blah, blah. But people aren't social distancing. So what I thought, 13:10:09, should we be wearing masks whilst shopping? I think it's a great idea. I really do. What are your thoughts?
I think not yet, because we're doing pretty well here in the Hunter. But if it gets any worse, then maybe. But not yet. I think not yet.
I think as a preventative measure, we need to start looking at these things. Like wearing a mask whilst shopping, I don't think it's that big an ask of people.
To be honest, I think I'm with Maddie on this one.
All right.
And I can delve into a little bit more after this.
All right, well, 13:10:09, do you think we should be wearing masks whilst shopping? We're going to do it after Pearl Man. Better Man, live across Newcastle.
Pearl Man.
Oh, Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam.
Like Pearl Man. What?
Well.
Big old Perla.
7:06 with the Novos. Good morning. Pearl Jam, Better Man, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. The question we are asking you this morning, 13:10:09, should we be wearing masks whilst doing the shopping?
It's Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
The coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spreading.
It's really bad what's happening down in Victoria at the moment. Yesterday, almost 500 cases of COVID-19 yet again. Mm. They're just in a whole world of pain at the moment. Now, one person has absolutely divided the internet over the weekend, and that is the person they have dubbed Bunnings Karen. So Karen has popped her phone out, gone into a local Bunnings store down there, and she has basically said to them that it's her right not to wear a mask. They've refused her entry, and she's made this big deal about it. I've got some audio here of her confrontation with the Bunnings workers. Take a listen to this.
And you're not authorised by the Australian government to even question me about it.
It's the condition of entry of our store as a...
Then that's discrimination, and I can have you sued personally for discriminating against me as a woman.
Oh, what an idiot. I'm sorry, she's one of the worst people to walk the earth. Like, it's stupid. No, it's not discrimination, love. It's private property for Bunnings. Like, any business can ask you to leave their store because it's their private property.
Especially if you're breaching the law.
That's the second thing. It's mandatory to wear face masks. Just do the right thing. It's a pandemic. Like,
she is an absolute idiot. Waste of space. Absolute waste of space.
Yeah, I mean, like I said a bit earlier on in the show, if you walk into a store or a situation already filming, you are looking for some sort of trouble or a reaction, or you've got an agenda.
And I've got to say, big kudos to Bunnings as well for standing by this and, staying solid with this, because it's a friggin' disgrace.
Oh, yeah. The staff handled that really well. If it was me, oh my God. Daggers like psycho. Honestly, there's no need to be like that.
Well, the conversation here has started now. Should we be wearing masks here in Newcastle when we go and do the shopping? Because people are a little bit relaxed still with the social distancing. I've seen a lot of chat on the socials about people that, don't really want to go shopping at the moment because people aren't caring as much as they should. So we're taking your calls right now. Katie, hello.
Good morning.
Hey, do you think we should be wearing masks whilst doing the shopping here in Newcastle?
Look, first of all, these videos leave me so furious. Like, I think it's enough. Like, these people go to work trying to do the right thing. They are essential services, so they're putting their lives on the line.
Yeah.
I think it's better to be safe than sorry. People are just brushing past others. They're not washing their hands. I mean, you can only do what you can do for yourselves, and Victoria's a great example of worst case scenario. So if we don't want to get there, let's just try and do the right thing and not harass people who go to work trying to do the right thing.
So you think, in general, I agree with you there, that we should be wearing masks. Do you think New South Wales should implement that?
Look, I think that the issue is supplies, so not rushing out there and just buying them, the pricing that they're selling them about, getting the right mask. That's what I think the issue is. Not about wearing them or not. It's about getting the right mask and not paying a fortune for it. That's what I think is the big issue.
I mean, look what's happening though in Victoria and how easily that got out of hand. Mm. I mean, I think we're dealing with it a whole lot better here in New South Wales than Victoria. Our contact tracing is world class. Mm. It's been pretty good, but things can change very quickly.
Mm, they definitely can.
All right, thank you for your call,
Interesting
Katie.
Interesting perspective.
Next up, Renee. Hello.
Hey, morning.
Hey.
Hello.
Renee, what are your thoughts on this? Obviously, Bunnings Karen really got under a lot of people's skin.
Yeah,
do you think we should?
Lining people up.
Yeah. Do you think we should be wearing masks here in Newcastle and in New South Wales?
100%. I think that it should be. We should consider starting.
Yeah, right. Okay.
As a small business owner myself, people won't even use hand sanitizer. We have people coming into our shop and literally stand there, refuse to wear it, but will literally stand there, sneeze in their hands on purpose, and touch absolutely everything.
Really?
Ew.
You have absolutely no idea. It's just honestly starting to get beyond a joke. People think it is a joke.
What kind of business do you own, Renee?
So I've got a bakery.
Oh.
We've got a bakery up in the Hunter Valley, and I just, you try and take all the measures to protect your staff.
100%. You're doing your
keep
best.
Keep your business open, and people will continuously come into your shop and just, think it's a huge joke.
And people are doing it on purpose.
On purpose.
That's so disrespectful.
It is. It's disgusting.
What do you say to them? Do you kick them out of the store?
Yeah, it's come to the point where if we have certain people that come and do it, and if they don't apply the hand sanitizer, we actually ask them to leave.
Good. Good on you for standing up to them, because that sort of person...
Not only do we have, you know, like, we have our staff to protect. We all have children. Yep. We all have grandparents.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You and you're all trying to protect your income and the people that work for you's income. God, that's hard.
We've been fortunate enough to keep our doors open, and, you know, our community has been so supportive. But when we have idiots like this,
it's so disappointing.
Disappointing.
And do you know what? Even more disappointing to know this is happening right on our doorstep. Give your business a shout out, Renee.
Thank you. So, Simply Bliss at Western.
Yeah, awesome. Go check them out. They're doing the right thing. Thank you for your
call.
For that. I appreciate that. What a disgrace. Who goes into a freaking bakery and does that on purpose?
Thinks it's funny or they're clever or something? Get out.
My God.
Grow up.
Anyway, what's the goss up next? Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning. I've got details on a bit of a backtrack from Kanye West. He's apologised to Kim Kardashian. I'll give you all the details. Also, too, how Kristen Bell and her husband respond to awkward questions from the kids regarding birds and the bees.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
This will be good.
Doing it next here at New FM. It's 17 past 7. Good morning.
The Novos. Sugar.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What was the reason? Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
That's right. We're getting the latest with Jackson right now. And I'm looking forward to this update on Kanye West.
Yeah, so he obviously had a lot to say last week, but he's now apologised to Kim Kardashian via Twitter. He said, I'd like to apologise to my wife, Kim, for going public with something that was very private.
Mm-hmm.
To Kim, I want to say, I know I hurt you. Please forgive me. Thank you for always being there for me. She hasn't publicly acknowledged his apology, but she's liked a few tweets from fans. And this comes as the Kardashians have actually started refilming over the weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're hearing that they're renting out big pads in, like, Malibu and restaurants and stuff like that. But I wonder if this will be addressed on the series.
They need to address it. Also, did you see that Kanye, he's sort of bunkered up in his Wyoming ranch. Justin Bieber went over to spend some time with him. Yeah.
He's had all the visitors then, because Chappelle went over as well. Yeah, Dave Chappelle, just for a visit.
There's been a bit of backlash over the Kardashians over the weekend, because they obviously have a very close friend who was called out by Kanye West. Now, over the weekend, all three sisters unfollowed this friend, and they're linking it back to the Tristan Thompson cheating scandal, saying that she may have had something to do with it. But the reason people are mad, fans are mad, is because they're saying that they called out Jordan, who was the girl who obviously hooked up with Tristan, but they're not calling out this girl, and they're saying that the Kardashians have this double standard and they're kind of participating in takedown culture.
Mm.
So there's a lot of stories flying around about the Kardashians, so I reckon that this upcoming season in September is going to be interesting to watch.
A juicy one.
Yes. Moving on, Kristen Bell. This is kind of a COVID story. So she's been out and about with her husband. They're doing a few hikes and stuff like that, and she's been dealing with the awkward birds and the bees questions on the way out the door. So, here's a bit of what's happened.
We tried to steal away for a hike the other day, and on our way out the door, my 7-year-old stood in the door and she held it up and she goes, are you going to do a sex? We've talked to her about what sex is. We've never talked about us doing it. Dax just really quickly said, we'd love to, but it's illegal publicly. Bye. And closed the door.
Jeez.
Oh, I think they're the coolest parents, but I was thinking about this, like, I want kids so bad. Like, I don't even have, like, a womb and it aches, but, like, I don't think I'm ready for the birds and the bees questions. Like,
I don't think anybody's ever ready, ever in history.
No.
That's true.
Like, if really, I think everyone finds it awkward.
You know what? I think you just sit them in front of, like, National Geographic, you know, and the classic lion and lioness.
What?
And then let them work it out for themselves.
Jade, watching animals mate.
Well, I don't think that's the best way to deal with it at all.
Please.
Why not? Because, you know, self-explanatory. It works the same way for humans.
I feel like that'll create more questions.
You reckon?
100%.
What are they doing, Mum? Oh, they're making a mini lion. That's how you came about
lion,
too.
Just put the Lion King on. They have babies at the start and end of those movies.
That's true. It's all happening.
Look, it's just a suggestion.
Well, if 13 10 09, if you're a parent that thinks that's a great suggestion,
chuck it on the Discovery Channel.
Thank you, Jackson.
Oh, why have they got an antique show on again?
Wow, 7:27. News time coming up next with Hamish. And guys, don't forget, last calls, plenty of prizes on offer before 9 o'clock today.
That's
as well.
Right.
It's New FM 7:27. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo when you wake up.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novo's.
So, guys, well, firstly, we're gonna introduce Steve. Steve Cooley in the studio with us right now. explain, mate.
So, Steve is an aspiring radio announcer, and you know what? We all should help others to come up in the industry, right? So,
yeah, absolutely.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, Newcastle.
Now, you do have a very cool last name, Cooley, pardon the pun. What's your background?
So, my father is... We've got an Aboriginal background.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where the Cooley comes from. I don't know whether it's an Aboriginal name or whether it's like a Spanish name or something.
Okay.
Who knows?
I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. All right. Well researched then.
Well, welcome. I hope you enjoy
Thanks
it today.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you, man. Now, Jade, you're doing some homeschooling very soon, I hear.
No, not me. I don't have kids just yet. But an interesting thing, obviously, with COVID-19, a lot of parents had to homeschool because kids couldn't go to school, obviously. And a friend of mine has actually chosen to continue to homeschool her kids. And I actually contacted her and I asked her why.
Just out of interest.
Just out of interest, because I was fascinated by her decision to do that, because I've never met anyone who's decided to homeschool their kids.
Yeah.
So, and I found her response actually quite interesting. So I want to share it with you and just discuss homeschooling, because it'd be interesting to know on 13 10 09 if any parents are continuing to homeschool their kids after COVID-19. And if you have thought about it, maybe my friend's reason as to why might help you make that decision.
Screw that.
I don't think I'll be homeschooling, but hey, maybe this will change my mind.
Yeah. All right, taking your calls after this. Katy Perry, Raw, live across Newcastle at 7:36. Good morning. Showers, wet start to your day, 16 degrees right across the Hunter. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Krieger.
And on 13 10 09, we're talking about homeschooling. Feel free to join the conversation if you've got any thoughts on it. But basically, with COVID-19, a lot of families had to homeschool their kids for a little bit.
That's right.
And one of my friends continued to homeschool her kids. So, and I found this fascinating, because initially I was seeing all her updates on Facebook and she was doing such a great job homeschooling them. Yeah. And obviously I liked a couple, so she started flooding my feed.
Right.
You know how it,
the algorithm gets you.
Yeah, so it? I've been getting, like, still, I've thought to myself, oh, Queensland schools are back up there. The kids still must be getting homeschooled. So I thought I'd contact her and ask her why she's decided to continue to homeschool her kids.
So wait, she's pulled them out of school ongoing, so she's now their full-time mother and teacher.
Yep. And she's doing an amazing job. Like, the things she's doing with her kids and learning, and, like, she posts it, you know, what they're studying that day online, is actually being fascinating. And I thought, good on you. And so I contacted her and just to ask her why and just get an idea behind it all. And this is what she said. Just bear with me. It's a little bit long, but I think you'll enjoy this. So she goes, initially we were only homeschooling because of COVID-19. I've wanted to homeschool the kids for a number of years now. I've never been confident in pulling them out of school, though, in fear that they wouldn't handle a different learning environment. Through COVID, though, we've been able to see how well the kids would do in a homeschool situation. Surprisingly, they've been doing exceptionally well. So when it came to the time to send them back to school, we decided we'd keep them home and start our homeschool journey. We've noticed so many areas that their kids have struggled in their learning that mainstream school has touched on and moved on from. They are behind in areas and it appears that no one was going to help them. We don't see it as a failure of the school, but indeed the system. It is also amazing to have them at home with us every day. Hope this clears things up for you.
So, has she quit her job?
She wasn't a mum, so she was very lucky. She was a stay-at-home mum.
Right, okay.
So, her
that's
husband...
That's a luxury, yeah.
Yeah, for her. And so, her husband works. Mm. But I thought, how fascinating, because I'll be honest, like, I failed maths all throughout school, like high school. I think I chose not even to do maths in 11 and 12. I think I could do that when I was at school.
Yeah, you won't see it to that.
Yeah, because you know why? Because I fell behind. And again, I'm not blaming the teachers, but I do believe in some ways the system, they teach you something, they move on from it. And I just fell behind. I couldn't catch up. And then it was just a continual thing for me. I just could never...
So it wasn't because you were jigging with your girlfriends?
No, 100% not. It's just that I fell behind. And then each year, I never understood what I'd missed out on. And it just set me back. And so, you know...
Do you wish you were homeschooled, though? Like, imagine not meeting your mates at school.
I think it's a very antisocial experience. Because
that's what I'd be worried about.
Well, I think that's when you've got to get your kids into, you know, like dancing, sports, like outside of school, different activities that you can do with
kids. I feel like there are certain scenarios where this can work, as it has for your friend.
Mm.
But a lot of people can't afford to just go and put their kids into dance class or swim class or footy club.
Some people can't. It's obviously each to their own.
And I think actually by homeschooling your children, like I said, I'm sure it works for some people, but I feel like you know, giving them one skill but taking away another, and that is social interaction.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just think if you can get them socializing outside the classroom, you don't necessarily have to spend money to do that. You can just take them to a park.
Do you need some sort of qualification to, like, be a stay-at-home
teacher? I actually didn't ask her that. I don't think you do, because I think they get sent out the, like, curriculum and the criteria, and they have to do it. But, hey, it's working for her, and the kids seem to be loving it. It's actually great watching their journey and their classes online.
You're there with a pen and paper practicing the exercises as well.
I've been enjoying redoing my time tables.
You just get off on that. Being a pretend teacher. You would love that. You would froth that, Jack.
You know what? I would actually... I think it would be great to teach your own...
pretend teacher.
To teach my kids. But the thing is, I'm terrible at math,
Call
so that would
miss.
Never happen.
Call me miss.
I'm miss today, kids. I'm not your mum for the next few hours.
I've got my teacher hat on. Isn't that the old hat switch?
But there you go. Very interesting good. Perspective.
Fascinating, yeah, for sure.
Thanks, Jen.
Hey, next week, I want to talk about this thing called social casinos. Now, what this is, it's basically... games in the App Store that have, like, your slots, your roulette, that sort of thing. These are now the top four games in the App Store, and the industry is worth about $5 billion.
Well, we're really hitting on the big issues
today,
aren't we?
I mean, are we
the project or the no vote?
Well, it's a bit different, but hey, I think this is huge because it's affecting a lot of people during lockdown.
You were telling me about this actually last week, and it's shocking what you're about to tell us.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Okay, doing it next with the Novos, 7:46. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Don Henley, Boys of Summer, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM, 7:54, Crevo.
Time to talk social casinos. This is basically like gambling apps on your phone. So things like apps like Big Fish Casino, they're massive. In fact, these types of apps are the top four games in the App Store at the moment.
Mm.
So during lockdown, because people haven't been able to go out and use the normal pokies, things like online pokies search, like in Google, is up three times what it was pre-lockdown. And then, like, online Casino Australia, Real Money, is five times searched what it was before lockdown.
It's actually really fascinating to me because I know when all of the pubs and clubs closed, we didn't really hear much about what was happening to those people who, you know, obviously do like a punt now and again.
That's right.
Really interesting to see these figures.
That's right. It's, in fact, Gambling Helpline has been getting calls with people asking how to set up online gambling accounts.
Jeez.
That's how, like, desperate people are to try and, you know, join the online gambling craze.
There's something in particular about these apps you're talking about, which you told us earlier in regards to the whole money situation behind it. I think this is sort of probably the big thing because, like me, I'm okay if people want to gamble. That's up to them.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
It was something in particular about these apps which I was a little bit anti.
Yeah, so basically the apps are able to get around the normal gambling laws because you pay money in to get the credits, right, to be able to play the slots.
Right.
Imagine you're putting like a virtual coin in every time. However, when you win, you can win credits, but you can't actually cash out those credits. And so the gambling companies that set up these apps, they argue, the normal laws don't apply to us because you can't actually win money. I mean, this seems mind-blowing.
Yeah.
So it's basically highway robbery. You're putting your money in and not able to take it out if you win.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Yeah,
dream come true for these companies that have set these up because it's all of the normal profits of gambling industry without having to pay out the annoying wins.
Yeah.
Also, less regulations, I'd imagine, online.
Well, because they're not, there's that, but they're technically not gambling because you can't win. So this is like a massive problem. Last year, these games earned $5 billion, which is about as much as all of the casinos on the Las Vegas Strip.
Yeah, see, that's crazy. See, this sort of gambling I don't agree with because, do you know what I mean? Like, at least
it's not even gambling, though.
It's just robbery.
You're just paying money to play a game that you can't get money out of.
And I don't know how well these apps explain the fact that you actually can't redraw your money.
Oh, definitely not well enough. I'm sure it's in the terms and conditions. In fact, one of those terms and conditions is that you can't join any lawsuit to sue them.
Do you know what's really sad about this? I see a lot of it on Facebook and Instagram, like advertised.
Absolutely.
And it's the same games that you see at a pub.
That's right.
Club.
They're very similar. The look, the feel.
The sounds.
The sounds, exactly. The bright lights, the noises.
It's just preying on people's, you know, like, obsession with it's awful.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really is.
Just like a warning to be careful of this. And if someone you know is, you know, dealing with gambling or whatever, make sure they get the help they need because this is a massive business out to get your cash.
It's terrible. Thank you for that.
Wow. Sorry for a bit of serious
on
Monday.
It's all right. Well, Lee, no probs.
I feel like it was warranted.
Nah, all good. That was very fascinating. And let's give out the gambling helpline number as well because I think, it's such a great resource to have. New South Wales, 1-800-422-599.
If you need help, gamble responsibly.
Very good. News time. Up next with Hamish, it's 7:58. Good morning.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
Denovos.
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 New FM.
All I've got to say is rest in peace to the staff working in the shoe section at Charlestown Mya after Jade purchased a pair of shoes on Friday. Now, I know you and I have a very long and checkered history when it comes to our shopping trips together. Mm-hmm. I've been burnt once again, Krugo.
Oh, please.
I've been burnt once again.
You haven't.
What happened? What did she? Did she lure you in with a burger or something?
We did have lunch, actually.
We did have lunch together.
Come for lunch, Jade will say. He gets Maddie every time. And then, let's just go to the shops while we're here.
Yeah.
I just want to look at
she
something.
She let me do my shopping first. I'm very efficient. I'm a very efficient shopper.
You know what? That's why you always pay top dollar for everything, because he doesn't shop around. He'll go into one store and go, oh, yep, that'll do.
Because
and he'll just pay it.
Who has time? Anyway, once I'd gotten my things, Jade drags me to Maya. I need to buy a pair of runners. And I thought, you know, she's going to go in, she's going to pick a pair. It's a quick affair, 10, 15 minutes max.
Yeah.
1 hour and 15 minutes later.
Oh, my God. What are you trying every shoe in the store?
It's a big decision.
Seven pairs of shoes tried on. She would put one on, see what it looks like in the mirror.
Did you do that thing where you walk around the store?
Yeah, I jogged.
She started jogging and doing star jumps in front of the mirror. The poor staff there were so busy.
They were helpful. They were very good.
Can I have this pair, please, now to try on? Oh,
you've
Jade,
got to see the different colours on your feet. Sometimes they feel different.
I'm bored.
And then, yeah.
Look,
terrible.
It's a big decision. I want to feel comfortable when I'm exercising at the gym. And I am I will say it is a flaw of mine. I'm a procrastinator when it comes to making a quick decision.
But it's like just a pair of shoes. Just buy the shoes. Just buy the shoes. Take them back later.
To be fair, Maddie, you only buy one type of shoe.
One shoe, that's it. It's all you wear.
I am a dream customer.
Well,
the same
shoe,
the same price every time. Don't even need to try them on. I know what's good.
See, and then I like your chit-chat too at the registers.
Yeah.
I could tell they were off you big time. I've been on the other side, Jade. I've been on the other side when there's that nightmare customer that keeps talking at you.
You say a nightmare.
They were probably happy to meet a celebrity, to be fair.
They don't even know who I was.
Newcastle's Jackie O.
Oh, please. Anyway, 13:10:09. Will you get the COVID-19 vaccine when it's ready? Big debate going online right now at our Facebook page. We put up a poll, and the responses are very mixed. Some people are not. I'm not getting the vaccine. I don't trust it. Other people are saying yes. Why wouldn't you? You're an idiot if you don't get it. So we'd love to know your thoughts.
60 Minutes continues next. Where'd the fun stuff go, guys?
I don't know what happened to that.
I'm
very serious.
That's not, but it's good to know, though.
It is, yeah. Doom and gloom on a Monday. 13:10:09, will you get the vaccine when it's ready?
Bottle
Lizzo.
Bottle of wine on offer.
Good as hell right now. New FM, good morning. Lizzo, good as hell live across Newcastle. Wet and rainy all day today. Tops of 16 degrees right across the Hunter.
It's Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
The coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spreading.
That's right. On 13:10:09, will you get the COVID-19 vaccine once it's ready?
That's what we're asking today.
Straight away. So as soon as the vaccine becomes available for COVID-19, are you going to get it? We've put this on our Facebook page, and, God, there's a massive debate going down on it at the moment, because there's a lot of people who are afraid to get it, in all honesty, because they're worried that, the vaccine might not be 100% right straight off the bat because, they're rushing to get a vaccine ready. Also, people say, not all anti-vaxxers believe this, but, some vaccines are linked to cancers and different things like that. These are people's theories out there who are against taking it. But then there's people who are saying, why wouldn't you? It's a pandemic. If the vaccine becomes available, it's being trialed, it's tested. They wouldn't give it to us if it wasn't right.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing it like old school. When you used to buy tickets for a concert, you line up the day before.
Yeah.
That's going to be me camping out. I want to get that thing in my arm ASAP.
First person.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I'm going to get it. This has caused so much controversy, guys. Alex has said, good job, New FM. Try and start drama with the anti-vaxxers in the comments. It's not about starting drama. It's just a conversation. And there are people out there that are very concerned about this vaccine. That at the end of the day, they're not going to give us something that will hurt us. It's for everybody's good.
That's why it's taken ages, because they're testing it.
I'll get it, but I'll tell you now that there's a level of paranoia in me where I'm thinking, is it 100% going to be?
Yeah, but why, Jay?
Because I just worry. Sometimes it takes a while for things, for scientists to get things right.
Yeah, but that's what testing is. I know you're naturally a paranoid person, but that's up to you.
But there's other people who believe that as well. Listen to this, though. So some Les goes, no, I won't be getting the vaccine. Hubby gets the flu vax every year and still gets the flu. I don't hardly get a cold, so it's a no for me for a COVID vax.
We can't. Jade, at the end of the day, right?
That's what someone else has said.
I know, but when scientists are developing a vaccine, they look for an immune response. Right? That's the whole point of this.
Yeah.
When there's an immune response, obviously the vaccine will work to some degree. I would feel far better about going outside and shopping and socialising if I was protected.
Absolutely. My favourite comment that's come up in the Facebook chat is, lots of anti-vax medical professionals up early, I see.
Well, look at one of our listeners says, Benny says, no long-term effects study possible, rushing it through, so no for me. So he would like to see long-term results first before getting it.
Yeah, in the meantime, you know, we've got cases in Victoria pushing 500 per day.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, we don't have the time to wait.
We've got to wrangle this under control somehow.
Yeah. It's interesting having a look at the figures here this morning. So we did put the poll up. 77% of people said, yes, they will get the vaccine when it's ready. 23% of people out there in Newcastle are not going to get this.
Jeez, that seems high to me.
What can we do?
I guess it's just the
to
worry.
Steady the ship here. Well, like, what needs to happen in this situation
to get people over the line?
Get people over the line.
Just long-term results. I guess that's what people are saying. Like, I'll get it, but in my mind, there's a level of like, oh, I'd like to have it trialed for a longer period of time before I get it.
Mm.
But obviously,
can't,
you know, when it's a pandemic, it's just like, line me up.
Right. I mean, there are people out there that won't even go and get tested for COVID-19 because they don't want to, you know, feel uncomfortable. It's like, wow. Like, come on, people.
Yeah, exactly right. You gotta chip in with this pandemic situation.
Well, the debate continues on our Facebook page, guys. So.
Absolutely, that it does.
Can we have some fun now?
Yeah. We can.
Good, okay.
So I'm normally, like, a pretty, like, calm person in difficult situations. However, yesterday, a chain of events set me off, and it was me stepping on a poop that sent me over the edge yesterday.
Oh, good.
Twisted like a twisty, hey?
Oh, I was just wound up by the end of it. I couldn't handle it. The flood I could handle, but this last thing, it was a straw.
The turd, no good.
That broke the camel's back. I'll tell you all about it next.
All right, it's 105.3 New FM. Sorry, wrong show.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Jimmy Barnes, The Bad Loves, live across Newcastle for this very wet Monday morning, 16 degrees the top right across Newcastle today.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
So, guys, Saturday we went out and bought for our dog Molly some dog pyjamas.
Aww.
So this lady, like, makes them on her sewing machine, $30. You measure them up and they put, it's very cute, it has, like, the leg warmers and everything.
Oh, how very adorable.
Fun. Yeah.
Been spending far too much time with Jade. This is ridiculous. What are you doing?
It was cute.
Whose idea?
Emmy found it.
Yeah.
And sorted it. Anyway, we went and picked them up. Very cute. The dog loves them, right? Very warm, obviously.
I love how you give me crap when it comes to my dogs and putting them in a pram and dressing them up, and here you are.
Well, I mean, there's dog pajamas and then there's a dog pram.
Anyway. Right, this is
enough said.
This is a smaller part of the story, right? Because she has these pajamas on, all good. Then yesterday, the great floods of Mayfield come, right? And the water comes in from our backyard neighbour, like the neighbour behind us, goes all through the back and through the floor of the shed.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to rip out carpet. I'm looking at the water was cascading out the front of the shed. And I'm thinking things are going to be ruined in there. This is going to be a week of work. But I'm just like keeping calm. Like, everything will be all right. It can't be that bad. People lost their cars and stuff, right? So just chill out.
Putting things into perspective.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
It.
At this point, I still have my composure fairly well. And then we have dinner and I go to clean up like the plates and stuff for dinner, and as I walk across the carpet in our living room, I step on a small nugget of dog excrement.
Nug life.
Oh, Molly's nugget on the ground.
It was, luckily it was like hard and dried out, so it wasn't like a big mess.
Yeah.
But at this exact moment, I just lost it. I was just like, oh, this is one of the worst days ever. The shed is flooded. I've got a week of hard work. And now I have stepped on a poop in my own home. No man should ever have to step on a poop inside their own house.
This is what happens when you have the animals inside.
This the reason I bring up the pajamas, though. What I think must have happened is a little piece must have got stuck in the pajamas and it's fallen out.
Poor
it wasn't even the dog's fault.
You didn't get angry at it, did you?
Of course not. Good. It's my fault.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, our cat Max, when did a poo the other day and nobody realised he had the dags on his bum all over the kitchen bench.
That makes smudges. Me feel a lot better.
Smudges.
So it was literally the tiny nugget that broke the camel's back. I was not happy.
Did you let a few expletives out?
Of course I did.
Your housemates moved out.
Yeah, housemates moved out.
You might have had a nervous breakdown otherwise.
That was that as well to contend with.
The small things in life.
I know, the flood I could handle.
You'll be right.
The week of work, but stepping on a poop in your own living room.
You'll be right.
You'll be right. It was a dog poo.
That was the thing that broke the camel's back.
Jade's used to the dog poo.
I'm used to it.
For Jade, it's nothing.
Yeah, Three chihuahuas.
Three chihuahuas in the house.
Pee pads in the Zumba room.
Oh, if I had to deal with it all the time, I wouldn't be able to.
Oh, God. News time next here at New FM. I hope you're okay, Crevo.
No, I'm here good for
you.
Now.
I'll actually, if you want help this week to shift any of the old carpet out from your flooded garage, happy to help.
I'll take you up on that on like Wednesday or Thursday.
Happy days, done. See, helping each other here. 8:28.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novo's.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music is kicking off at 9 o'clock with Jackson, 105 commercial free. What's on the way, friends?
Oh, yeah, got a bit of this. Bon Jovi.
Oh, good song.
Yes.
$43 million on this Palm Beach mansion.
Did he?
Yeah, could you imagine having that kind of cash to just throw around?
$43 million.
Imagine it.
That'd be nice. Love, I Like Me Better.
Nice song, I like that.
The Men at Work as well.
Yeah, yay.
You are, this is what all my LA friends base their knowledge of Australia on, by the way.
It's a good one.
Isn't it shocking when you speak to especially Americans and they literally think it's Crocodile Dundee, Shrimp on the Barbies and this song.
Kangaroos, yeah.
Well, to be fair, we think about America and we go,
guns.
What? Guns.
I enjoy sending my friends videos of, like, I just sent my friend a video of an emu chasing someone. I was like, daily ritual. I haven't sent an emu in years.
Don't you love keeping the mystique up as well?
Yeah, 100%. That's what it's all about.
Thank you, Jackson. It's kicking off soon. Up next, though, Jackson, I feel like you will get this next segment. So we've both, actually all of us pretty much, have been burnt by this person lately when it comes to our fashion choices.
Mm.
A co-worker of ours, Geordie, was very vocal about what we wear to work.
This is so fascinating.
We had a discussion the other day and we all realised that she's targeted all of us at some point in time.
She must have targeted me behind my back.
Hamish is shaking his head. I'm sure she has an internal thought on your dress sense, Hamish. Oh,
sure, she has internal thoughts about me with all sorts of other things, but not the dress sense.
Anyway,
no,
we're going to try and call her next and have a little bit of an intervention because it's got to stop. It's got to stop. Can you imagine, Jade, if you got criticised for what you wear here to work every day?
Yeah. Good.
Bit
rude.
Cuts you down.
No, it is a little bit rude, though. You know, if someone, just let someone be. If they want to wear slippers to work, let them wear their slippers.
Yeah, yeah. Shania Twain, I'm out of here at New FM. Good morning.
I'm out of here.
Tops of 16 on the coast today. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Alrighty, time to pull the Band-Aid off. On the phone, guys, right now is our drive time announcer. Her name is Geordie. Hello, Geordie. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Hello. You seem frightened.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so the reason that we're calling you, I know it's very out of the ordinary for us to do this, but there was some chatter around the office in our breakfast team last week, and it's to do with your ongoing rolling commentary on people's fashion choices in the office. Now, I think we've all realised You've commented on basically everyone except Jade. And we just wanted to say, it's got to stop.
This is like an intervention.
I think, yeah, we're having a mini intervention because Maddie was quite hurt.
Yeah, he was quite hurt. Well, look at his little puppy dog eyes over there on the other side of the desk.
For those who don't know, what did Geordie say about your appearance, Maddie?
It upset you so much.
No, well, it hasn't upset me, technically.
Yes, it has.
I think I gave you a compliment.
You did give me a compliment, I will say that. But it's the commentary, like, good or bad. But it's happening quite a lot, Geordie. The fashion crimes are real in your eyes. Now,
Geordie's court of fashion is in session.
I don't feel comfortable coming to work every day being on Fashion Police. If I want to look like a bag of crap some days, I should be able to, Geordie, without the commentary. Now, it's not only me that you've hurt with this. You're very harsh on Jackson. You're very critical of Jackson's fashion. So much so, he's too hurt to come on the air and talk to you about it.
To be honest, though, that's got an ego.
Oh, the line's conveniently going. Crackling.
Quick, not working.
Look,
suddenly.
Look, Geordie. We love you.
We love you, and you do a great job on your shift.
You
excellent.
Do.
But stop with the commentary.
All right, I'll stop.
Thank you. Well, there we go. No, that failed, didn't it?
We were expecting a big reaction.
Luckily, the line crackled. I heard something about big egos, or egos aside, so I don't know.
Geordie, who has the big ego?
Who has the big ego out of all you guys and Jackson?
Yeah.
Jackson.
Jackson. Well, we got out of that one. Thank you, Geordie. See you soon. See you soon, girl. Well, there you go, guys.
You feel better?
I feel better.
Do you feel more comfortable in your
segment
own skin?
Segment didn't go how I wanted it to go. I wanted swearing and yelling and tears and tantrums, but didn't happen, did it?
No, Geordie's too chilled out and cool.
Anyway, coming up next, we are doing Last Calls on 131009, Jade.
Yeah, we've got a massive prize. We've got a $100 Go-Karts Go voucher to give away, which is now open at Broadmeadow, Nelson Bay and Cameron Park. Yes. You can go to gokartsgo.com.au for more info and to check it out, but it's a lot of fun.
Also, double passes to our advanced screening of Unhinged, starring Russell Crowe.
And all you have to do is join us on the show and have a chat about anything. If there's something that's bothering you, something in the news that you want to talk about.
Something we've said that's wound you up.
Yeah, maybe we've offended you.
Well,
131009.
8:46 with the Novos. Good morning.
The Novos.
Justin Bieber, Quavo Intentions, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. It's 8:53 with the Novos. It's time for Last Calls. I know when
hello.
Last Calls.
That's right. This is where you can call us and have a chat about anything you want. If something's on your mind, 131009. And we're joined by Brad now. You want to have a chat about fashion.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, man. So what's on your mind about fashion?
So when she's critiquing you guys, have you thought maybe you should look at what she's wearing as well?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
She actually does dress quite well.
She does.
Do you have people like that in your life, Brad? In your workplace that constantly
puts
down?
Yeah, there's a couple of people, but, you know.
What do you do for work?
Nothing at the moment. I was going to be working as a delivery driver at one stage, but Corona kicked in. And
now, delivery driver. Okay, so what's the general uniform? Bit of high vis?
Curry. Okay.
Okay.
This is why
hard to criticise high vis.
No, it is hard. But this is why I like uniforms. This is why I'm all for uniforms at school with kids because, you know, it stops that, you know.
You're having to think about it.
Oh, yeah, people saying, oh, look what they're wearing. It's good having uniform, I reckon.
Oh, well, Brad seems like the kind of guy that would have a zinger ready to go. Anyone criticise his uniform.
Yeah, ready to go. Should we give him a bottle of wine?
Bottle of wine for you. Thank you for your call today, Brad.
All right, it's Thea. How you going, Thea?
Hey, Thea.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Hey.
We got a few people on the phone. Who's on the phone? Introduce everyone.
So, my name's Tiff. I'm Thea's mum. Thea wanted to call and have a chat. We went to her cousin's twin's birthday on the weekend.
Oh, that's nice. How exciting. Tiff, how old's Thea there with you right now?
Thea is six.
Oh, hello, Thea. And did you have fun at your cousin's birthday?
bear.
Oh. Why? What did you do? Pin the tail on the donkey?
No.
No? Did you play pass the parcel?
That they only turned one and they were asleep for most of it.
Okay, well, well, you probably get cake at least, do you?
We were kicking the balloons.
Oh, that would have been
kick
fun.
The balloon.
Sounds classic. Like you had more fun than they did, Thea. Thank you. Look, I don't think unhinged tickets is an appropriate prize.
Or
so
wine.
We'll give some wine to Tiff.
Tiff gets wine. Tiff gets wine.
On your Tiff. Let's go to Crystal. Hello.
How are you?
Hey, doing good, Crystal. Now, I believe you want to have a chat about the cost of chemotherapy. Tell us a bit about this.
I am almost 3 years out of chemo.
Oh, good job.
Congratulations.
Hey, that's awesome.
Thank you. I had Hodgkin's lymphoma. Now, I just find it very ridiculous that people like myself don't choose to have cancer, but yet we have to pay for something to save our lives. But then there are certain drug addicts out there who chose to have that life and get their little kicks for free. It really grinds my gears.
Tell me, what kind of costs, for those that don't know or have experienced this before, are you experiencing? Like, tell us what you have to spend your money on, basically.
I was on 19 different medications to go with chemo.
19, jeez, that's
heavy. I was taking it every day, as well as having a heavy treatment every 2 weeks with the actual chemo.
Okay, and out of curiosity, if you feel comfortable telling us, like how much in debt are you, I guess, to that treatment?
$20,000.
It's a lot of money.
$20,000. Is it something that is an ongoing cost for you, like with your weekly budget?
Or did you spend up that $20,000? It's like you've got a debt and you're repaying those payments over time.
Yeah, repaying it over time. Because, as I said, obviously I had no choice but to have it to save my life.
Yeah.
It comes out weekly. And for someone like myself, like my partner, he works his bum off, but I'm a stay at home mum.
Yeah.
It just stings.
Pardon?
It just stings to have that payment keep coming out.
It does.
Crystal, what kind of support is out there for someone such as yourself? Are there processes and people that get involved with this sort of thing? Because I don't know much about it.
There are. I had my treatment at the Mater in Newcastle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are absolutely amazing.
They do a great job there.
I've heard only good things about them.
Yeah, they are absolutely beautiful people there. And then the Cancer Council, they're amazing too. Like they have the, free mental support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But not just for the patients, for families and friends and all that sort of thing too.
Well, it's great to have a lot of support out there, but to have
that $20,000 debt hanging over you doesn't help anyone.
Hey, Crystal, bit of fun for you. We're going to send you along to Go-Karts Go, $100 voucher. So,
beautiful.
Live a little.
That'll be fun. Thanks for calling the show, Crystal. Thanks, Dale. Well, there you go, guys. Another show done.
Done and dusted for Monday.
All right. We've got Stephen in here. He's like the intern at the moment. Stephen, what did you think? Pulled the curtains back. What did you think of the show today?
It was everything that I expected. It was an absolute dream come true.
What a liar.
Slip you the $5 later.
We can't afford $5.
Well, that's why I said $5. Usually we pay $10.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Kicking off in minutes with you, Jackson. Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
I got some pink on the way. I reckon coronavirus has put a bit of a dent in her coming down under. Do you reckon she misses us?
Yeah,
I don't 100%. Think so. I mean, actually,
down here, right?
You know what? She earns a lot of dosh out in this country.
Mm. She does, in royalties for her music.
One of her most lucrative.
Do you know what's so weird?
What?
They don't really know much about her overseas.
Yeah, she's bigger here than anywhere else.
Like, in America, I found it fascinating that she's kind of like a D-list celebrity, whereas here she's like A-grade.
She is top-notch.
Eminem, Lose Yourself as well.
Love this.
And some Draxy projects.
I love this song.
What a vibe.
I know.
Awesome.
Fun Monday.
Yeah. Woo! Thanks, guys. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.